We'll be taking a look at great restaurants in Wisconsin coming up next on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and also taking a look at our Badger State's diverse food heritage. Mary Bergen covers that really well in her book, Hungry for Wisconsin. I'm Larry Mueller, and you also know it's our winter membership drive, and I'm here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. As you know, listener donations really are the foundation of our budget, and that's why we're asking for your gift right now. So make your pledge of support at WPR.org or call us toll-free at 888-202-2552. And joining me is Jim Packer. Jim.
Hi, Larry. Good to see you.
What's our goal?
Our goal is $9,000, and we make that by 12:30 today. That's the time allotted to us. And so it's a goal that's stiff and worthy, and meeting the goal helps make this program possible in the months to come. Your contribution of $60 or $120 or any amount you choose helps us to get there. Make your pledge online, WPR.org, or call us toll-free at 888-202-2552.
And in just a moment or two, we'll be talking to Mary Bergen about great Wisconsin food. Mary's a great guest, and I think, as you know, we always hear from interesting guests on our show, and we also get to hear your comments and take your questions. That's what makes the program a fun. And the program is possible in large part thanks to listener contributions. So think about how much you enjoy this program, how much it enriches your life, and then make your contribution to support it. You can do it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jim, it's easy.
That's true. Giving at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is easy. All it takes is the gift of a dollar or two a week and 3 minutes of your time, and all year long you'll benefit from this program and from all of the WPR programs that you love. So consider putting your donation on the credit card. That'll save us some time and money. You can make your contribution online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
And you know, we have a special incentive for your donation. We've got a special thank you gift this hour. Mary Bergen's book, Hungry for Wisconsin, A Tasty Guide for Travelers. It's a wonderful book, and you're really going to enjoy having it. I'd keep it in the car, but it's a fun read. It celebrates the people, the places, the food that define our state, and, you know, we know who we are, and we're proud of it. Horseradish, right, or sauerkraut. We've got funeral wieners in Whitlaw that we can talk about with you. She's got lots of really fun things in this book, and it's yours when you contribute $120 or more. So call right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, as you know, you can make your pledge payment using a credit card, so you can pay your entire pledge at once or set up monthly installments. It's totally up to you. You can use your MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express. You can go online at WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552, and you can, of course, rest assured that we will never share your information with other organizations.
Absolutely. So call in right now with your contribution at 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org. We also have a little special, another gift that we'll be talking about, an excursion. We'll call it Festa Monona. So I want you to stay listening for that, because you're going to really enjoy learning about Festa Monona, that a little later on. Right now, though, we want to talk to Mary Bergen, and certainly we want to take your questions. Maybe you've got some advice. Maybe you've got an idea about a great place to go here in Wisconsin. But, you know, Mary, your book is welcome, by the way.
Thank you, Larry. Great to be here.
Great to have
you
back.
Always good to be here.
Yeah, great to have you back. It's not just a restaurant review book that we have here, is it?
No, I'm not a food critic, but I sure do like to I like to eat, and I like to seek out that which is unusual, the independently owned enterprises that work so hard, but a lot of times fall under the radar because they go about their work quietly and in their own geographic area. When I think about food, I think about how much of our life revolves around food and the passion that we have for it and how we identify ourselves according to food traditions or favorite foods or the places we frequent. So that's what I try to do with this book.
And you've got it broken down by regions of the state?
Right. To make it easier for the person, as you mentioned, who would be traveling with it. Put it in your glove compartment and away you go.
And away you go. And let me give you the number to call if you'd like to join in with a question or comment or maybe share a fun experience that you've had at a restaurant around the state at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. So give us a call or send us an email. We'll be glad to get you going here. And, you know, we could start right at the top of the state if you want to.
Sure.
Bayfield's Wild Rice Restaurant. Mm-hmm. They turn dinner into an art, don't they?
They sure do. And for a person who appreciates artistic touches in life overall, this is a great match. The Wild Rice tends to be more of a place to go during the summer, but it is it's a beauty architecturally. When you walk in, there's this strong, whimsical feeling that you get from all the fun artwork that's around. And with the food, this is fine dining, but we're also talking about tremendous artistic flourishes that make this a very special destination. The woman behind it, Mary Rice, is responsible for many things that are good in the Bayfield area, including Maggie's Restaurant and the Egg Toss Cafe. I know that people who enjoy that area will know both of those businesses.
Absolutely. How did you come up with the restaurants that you use here in the book?
You know, I try to look for the greatest diversity as possible. Highbrow, lowbrow, restaurants, diners, longtime family food enterprises, products that are distinctive to Wisconsin or to a part of Wisconsin. And then it's, you know, subjective judgment from there. Just the oddest mix I could find, Larry.
This is not really the be-all, end-all in terms of, it's not a ranking of the top restaurants or the bottom.
Not at all. And I wouldn't even call it a comprehensive guide because one of the things that tends to irritate me a bit with the traditional travel guidebook is that everything is listed. Everything is listed, and I'm still overwhelmed on occasion about what I should pick. A part of what I want to pick depends upon the story of the place that goes with it. This is more about the story than anything, I think.
There's some great backstories to these places. Yeah. What's a favorite of yours for a backstory?
Well, let's see. Let me think a little bit. I'm thinking about the rutabaga festival in Cumberland and about how I had a real hard time finding a rutabaga. That's in August, you know, but this is such a proud tradition in the community. It's a grand celebration for 75 years, if I remember it. The parade, I thought we were going to be late for the parade because I was poking around someplace else and got there a half hour late, and the parade lasted longer than 2 hours, I'm sure. Just a charming, you know, so this is an instance where the food is really incidental. I mean, it was a part of the grand tradition and the history of the event, but it's, you don't go there because you want to eat a lot of rutabaga. You go there because you want to see small town Wisconsin at its best and all these, you know, all these festival queens from...
the rutabaga queen there at Cumberland,
sure,
I know that.
Sure, and all the other little festivals that have their royalty represented, and the young ladies are dressed in gowns, and they have on white gloves, and they've practiced the wave in unison, and it's just a delight.
Oh, it's a great... I kind of like rutabagas anyway, and I have a soft spot in my heart for Cumberland because way back when I was doing my PhD research, Cumberland was one of the communities that I studied in.
Ah.
And so I spent quite a bit of time in Cumberland way back then and really enjoyed and enjoyed the town and enjoyed some of the restaurants there too.
Mm-hmm. When I think about rutabaga, I'm thinking about the Mineral Point area and the Red Rooster Cafe and the little meat pies, the Cornish meat pies that are I don't want to mispronounce it, and I always worry about the pasties.
Pasties,
yes.
Yeah.
We don't want to say pasties. Well, I guess we can. There's nothing wrong with it.
But, we just did it.
Right. But they'll put rutabagas in their
in the pasties.
Pasties, yeah. And that's an example of a community that, you can get your pasty at the Red Rooster Cafe and be very satisfied. Or you can try to get on a waiting list at a church fundraiser because, a lot of churches make these wonderful Cornish pies as fundraisers, but they're in such demand that you'll be on a waiting list for months.
To get them. Mary Bergen, our guest today, author of the book Hungry for Wisconsin. It's a tasty guide for travelers, and we're really, it's published by Itchy Cat Press, by the way. Really pleased to have her with us today. And when you contribute $120 or more during this program, we'll send you a copy of her book. So I hope you do that. That number is 888-202-2552. Call in, make a contribution. We'll give you a copy of the book. Mike in Cushing, we'll give you a chance. Mike, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Good to talk to you again today, and Mary. Say, in Luck, Wisconsin, on Highway 35, there's a wonderful little restaurant called Cafe Wren, and they serve wonderful soups and salads. It's a very popular gathering spot. Once a month, they have an open mic night where anybody can come in and play, sing, read their poetry, whatever. They sponsor many other activities, fundraising for the community, and they buy local from the local CSAs and from our natural food co-op here in Luck. And so anybody that's traveling up Highway 35, it's just a little bit north of Luck. It's just a wonderful spot to enjoy a nice, nice meal. Everybody there is just so friendly, and they just do a wonderful job of giving that good food that people need and not a lot of this fat and juicy stuff that we get often.
And what's the name of the restaurant again?
Cafe Wren.
Cafe Wren. Now, thanks a lot for calling, Mike. Appreciate it. Mary, is that a restaurant you've made or not?
I just wrote down the name of it. I think it's wonderful that people call in with new ideas for me. And I really perked up when you mentioned the music because, I still write this weekly travel column that goes into newspapers around the state of Wisconsin. And one of the topics on my list of things to do this year are great places and rural areas with good music. I'm thinking about like the Trempolo Hotel that has outdoor music. This is near, the riverfront and just a wonderful setting. And I know that there are other places like this. This sounds like an indoor type of music enterprise, but, both are good.
Yeah, absolutely. Mary Bergen, our guest, author of Hungry for Wisconsin. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking today about our rich food heritage here in Wisconsin with Mary Bergen, author of Hungry for Wisconsin. Thanks for listening in. And please give us a call if you have a suggestion or a comment. I'd love to hear from you at 800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. And let's see, Peter, I believe in Wadsworth is up next. Peter, hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I was wondering if Mary had been to the Blue Bayou up in Manitowish Waters, Wisconsin. It's a Cajun restaurant in the middle of the North Woods, and it is just fabulous. I live between Milwaukee and Chicago. And a comparable meal down here would, be $150, $200. And you can go up there for $25 to $30 and just have the meal of a lifetime.
So this is fine dining.
Oh, it's fine dining.
Yeah.
I've been
fine
there.
Fine dining. For the North Woods, it might be a little pricey for, because, the supper clubs and all that. But, they have brought Creole cooking to Wisconsin. And we had friends that had visited us up there from New Orleans. They had been to like Paul Perdomo's restaurant, and they just raved about the Blue Bayou. It was just fabulous.
Excellent.
Well, I agree with you, and it was it was quite a shock the first time I walked into the Blue Bayou, because I walked in and I was I was vacationing, and so I wasn't dressed the way I might have dressed had I realized what I was walking into. And the outside is a fairly unassuming. It looks right on Manitouish, Lake Manitouish. And boy, walked in and everyone was in white. And it was quite, I actually turned around and walked back out and went and got dressed up and then went back.
Wow.
And had some great food. You're right. It's a wonderful, wonderful restaurant.
Did you bring some of your own fish there for them to cook, or
no? I just relied on them, and they did a wonderful job.
Yeah, because Rita and her chef will do that for you. They'll prepare your fish.
For you
there.
So, I wholeheartedly agree with you on the Blue Bayou. It's a different kind of restaurant, and it's got a great backstory to the Blue Bayou too, which will. Maybe tell another time here. John and Boston, I want to give you a chance to go on. John, hi to you.
Hey, Larry and Mary, how are you?
Fine.
Great, thanks for calling.
Great. Hey, Mary, I was just curious if you had ever been to Target Bluff German House in Camp Douglas, Wisconsin.
No, I haven't been to that one either. I guess we're going to have to work on a second book here. I love this.
Well,
tell me.
The reason I wanted to bring it up is that the folks that own it, Ralph and Lynette Courant, are good family friends of mine. They've been married for 50 years, and they have been in business for 50 years. It's quite possible that they are one of the oldest continuing ownership restaurants in Wisconsin, and I know for a fact that they are Baraboo Cisco's oldest customer.
Excellent. Well, I know that in the book that I've written, the... in Neshota, the Red Circle Inn takes the claim as being the oldest operating restaurant in Wisconsin. But okay. This sounds like it has a wonderful, rich heritage, too.
Well, they do.
50 years is nothing to be taken casually.
Yeah, they're known for their German food, obviously. But, you know, when somebody else had called in and mentioned music, or when you had brought up music, they have a German smorgasbord every month in the... let's call it the not summertime, so basically from September through May. And the next one is going to be March 7th, and they have German yodelers that come in and sing and tell jokes and do everything for the smorgasbord. And it's an absolutely wonderful experience. And
sounds great.
Yeah, it's ethnic food, and it's wonderful.
Little rouladen and schnitzel and that type of thing.
Thank you very much, John. James and Delavan, to you now. Hi, James.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, I wanted to tell you about a favorite breakfast spot for me is the Unique Cafe in downtown Boscobel on the lower Wisconsin River.
That I've been to. But tell us in your own words.
A great place, home-style cooking. And the really remarkable thing is that... every pot of coffee is brewed with fresh ground, 100% Colombian.
Mm.
And Doyle, the owner, is kind of a dump picker. He's got quite a bottle collection, and the place is decorated nicely with antique hand tools and signs. And it's really kind of a agricultural decor, but it's one of my favorite spots. Thank you.
All right, thanks. And what's your opinion, Mary?
Well, just the combination of the decor that had been mentioned and it's one thing to have a good meal. I have a lot of people who say, oh, you know, you got to go to so-and-so because the food is so good. What makes it good? I don't know. It's just good. And a part of what makes a place good is the food, certainly, but it's also the atmosphere, whether you feel welcome, whether you feel connected. And a lot of times, especially in... smaller towns, the owners know how to do this very well.
Yeah. Thank you very much, James, for calling. And Bernadette in Wauwatosa, on to you now. Hi.
Hi. We go to Wautoma very often, Wautoma, Wisconsin, and central Wisconsin. And there's a great little restaurant. It's called Duck Crossing. They only serve on Saturday nights.
Hmm.
And it's really... a five-course meal, They email you. You have to get on their email, and they email you on Monday or Tuesday as to what the menu will be. And you have to, of course, make a reservation. Oftentimes, they only have one seating. So you can. We've been there, like, from 6 o'clock till, like, 10 o'clock. It's just, there are two women who run it, gourmet cooks, fabulous wine. They tell you right up front what the price is going to be for the whole meal, excluding drinks. And it's fabulous. I can't tell you.
So just on Saturday nights. And so what happens during the rest of the week? What is the setting like?
They do a lot of catering.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And they used to serve lunches, or you could go in and get, like, deli lunches and things. But they've kind of, they've been kind of reorganizing over the years, and they get so many catering jobs that, mm-hmm. but they're really in demand on Saturday nights. It's just great atmosphere. It's a little Cream City brick building. It's been there. I've seen pictures of Wachoma from the 1800s, and that building is on it. It used to be Otto's Meat Market years ago, and the urban or country legend, I guess we'd say, is the mill pond flowed one year across the street, and the ducks happened to float by Otto's. And he supposedly some of them and sold them for human consumption, and they closed it down. So that's why they call it Duck Crossing. And it's really a lovely place, and, you know, white tablecloths and really beautiful atmosphere. So
Washera County.
And the only way that I... the way I found it, because I had heard about it, mm-hmm. I just Googled Duck Crossing Wachoma,
mm-hmm.
and you can get their email address.
Great. When I think of Washer County and that area, I'm thinking about the Buck Rub restaurant, which is right outside of Wachoma, and it's a part of...
Pine Ridge,
yeah. I think mm-hmm. that's really quite a find also, because for people who enjoy... wild game, this is a specialty on the menu, be it, elk with your Eggs Benedict in the morning for breakfast,
wow.
or, pheasant at night, and wild boar, and that type of thing. Of course, this isn't the kind of thing you're, like, shooting in the backyard and bringing in. You know, there are food safety regulations, but this is all, like, farmed wild game. But few restaurants that I know of specialize in this in Wisconsin and do it at a high level. This is also fine dining.
Okay.
Yeah. May I put a plug in that same area in Wachoma for two supper clubs that have been there for a million years, is Moose Inn and Silver Crisp.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Great supper club. So they're just, you know, pretty much regular food, but great service and really good food, too.
Thank you. Thanks,
thank
Bernadette.
You.
Appreciate it very much. Lots of great restaurants around the state, and Darla in Luck, Wisconsin, has something for us. Darla, hi to you.
Hi. I just wanted to add a little bit on that Cafe de Rin.
Okay.
I'm a little biased because I only live about a mile away, but I just wanted to let you know that it has the Gandhi Dancer walking and snowmobile trail that runs directly behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a great place to stop after a hike, or a bike, or a snowmobile trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a wonderful. They make a different, two or three different homemade soups every day, and the music that they have in the summertime is indeed outside. They have wonderful little outdoor concerts, and once a month in the summer they'll have where they'll take organically grown meat and organically grown vegetables and local people, and they'll put together a little picnic and music outside.
Sounds like a wonderful setting. And when you mention, the rec trails, it makes me think of Downsville just a little bit south of Menominee, as in mm-hmm. UW Stout, and the Creamery is a great restaurant there, and it's near the Red Cedar Trail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, and the Ice Age Trail is only about 3 miles from there, and Lux history is the Duncan Yo-Yo, so there's a new yo-yo factory in Lux, so a person could make a little day trip out of it.
Do you think they give tours at the yo-yo factory? Just curious. I would love to.
They don't have the yo-yo factory anymore, per se, but they have the museum.
I see. Ah. Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, that'd be fun. Thank you, Darla.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call. Wow, lots of good advice here. Mary Bergen, our guest today, as we talk with her about great places to dine at in Wisconsin. And we're not talking necessarily fine dining, although certainly in her book, Hungry for Wisconsin, she has some fine dining places. But there are so many unusual and interesting restaurants located all over the state. Mary's put them together, many of them together, into this book. And I tell you what, it's really a lot of fun to read. And the thing I like about the book, Mary, or one of the things I like about it, is the stories that you tell about the owners and how the restaurant was developed and things like that are really fun to read about.
Just a little bit of, history or a personal touch. You know, and I'm thinking as I'm sitting here about how the book's done well, and I think one reason why it's done well is because of the stories, because of the personal touch that we're seeing less of in media overall. One of the reasons why I really like being on your show is because you tend to specialize in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing to pick up print media and see what's happened during the day, the events of the day, but another to be able to get a better sense of who we are, and that's what I connect with.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Michael in Milwaukee has question or comment. Michael, hi to you.
Yes, hi, Larry and Mary.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I am calling about the Fireside Theater and Restaurant in Fort Atkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I was surprised nobody called already about it. I first experienced it with my friend this last Friday. We had a fish fry, and it was wonderful. I had the steamed cod. She had the beer battered, and they had the baby vegetables and coleslaw and the wonderful bread, the homemade bread, and it was a very good experience. And then, of course, with the theater, we saw the 50s show. But the most, pleasant surprise, was the history that's located nearby. For instance, there's a model of the fort, I should say a full-size, it's a full-size reproduction of Fort Atkinson. Actually, it's Fort Koshkonong. That was the original name of it. And that's fairly close, within a mile or two. And also there's walking tour that we took part in. There's the Horde Museum that's close by. So if you do come there, come a little bit early so you can see some of the history in the area.
I agree. That's a great destination. You can make more of a overnight getaway out of it. The Fireside Theater is an institution, I think, that is highly regarded and has done a good job for a long time. And the little shops also in there are a nice surprise for people who are thinking, I'll come for dinner and a show, but then there's a little shopping that's very interesting.
Very good shows there. Good shows. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that very much. My in-laws have a season ticket for the Fireside, They enjoy every one, and we'll be going to one coming up pretty quickly now, too. The upcoming show. We'll be there for that one. Thank you very much, Michael. Appreciate you being with us. And thank you, everybody, for listening today. We just want to bring in Jim Packer here for a minute because, I tell you what, we're still in our pledge drive, and I want to thank everybody who's called in so far with a contribution. If you haven't contributed, why, now's the time to do it at 888-202-2552 or donate online at WPR.org. We really appreciate every donation. And Jim, how are we doing on the goal?
We have a goal of $9,000 to raise by 12:30. We've raised about 750 of that so far. So we've got a little more than $8,000 to go to make that goal by 12:30. You know, if you're a regular listener to the program, you know that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, and your pledge helps make the program possible. So contribute right now securely online at WPR.org, or you can call us toll-free at 888-202-2552.
And, of course, you decide the amount of your pledge, and if you give $120 or more, you can get a copy of the book, Hungry for Wisconsin by Mary Bergen. It's a wonderful book about some of the great restaurants, some of the most interesting restaurants that you're going to find in Wisconsin. Not only the restaurants, but she has several little what she calls tidbits, which are side stories, too, that are really make for a fascinating and fun read. And offer a $120 or more contribution. We'll send you a copy of Mary's book. And, you know, Jim, I'm hearing some music in the background.
Oh, it sounds Italian to me, Larry.
It sounds Italian, and you know what that means, don't you, Jim?
I believe that it means Festa Italiana, otherwise known as Larry's Little Italy.
Larry's Little Italy. I tell you what, we've got a special... a special deal for you today. If you contribute, or when you contribute, $1,200, we will invite you to join myself, Jim Packer, Joy Cardine, for Festa Monona, which will be held June 27th. That's a Saturday evening at my home. Renee and I live on Lake Monona.
We should clarify, Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon. Okay. Yep, starting at, about 3 o'clock, I think it is. Mm-hmm. I can't remember now exactly. But weather permitting, we'll have some boat rides on Lake Monona. But Patrick O'Halloran of Lombardino's Italian restaurant will be there, and he's put together a wonderful menu. Chicken panzanella, wood-grilled beef tenderloin salad, avocado and watercress potato salad, and other salads, and a buttermilk panna cotta, which is with berry compote, served out of a demi-tasse cup. What could be better than that?
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's available you and a significant other. For $1,200 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, you can do that at WPR.org, or you can give us a call at 888-202-2552.
So we have 15 pairs of those tickets to go. So a $1,200 contribution, there are only 15 of those pairs. So don't waste any time. Call in right now with your contribution. But again, you do decide the amount of your pledge. And if you give $120 or more, make it $1,200. We'll send you Mary's book for sure, mm-hmm. and we'll also get you in for the great dinner, the Festa Monona, or what did you say?
Larry's Little Italy. That's what it's always going to be to me, Larry.
Well, I tell you, we have many, many regular guests that I think have. Do a wonderful job here with Wisconsin Public Radio and with this particular program, Dr. Sandy Sawchuk, Scott Craven, who we hope will be at Festa Monona, Larry's Little Italy. Mm-hmm. Steve Ackerman and John Martin, our weather guys, Peter Green of InfoStar, great computer information. They cover topics near and dear to your heart. They give great advice. Because you've come to trust and appreciate these guests and other guests that we have here, I hope you'll support this program with your dollars. Easy to do. Just go online to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Don't waste any time. Call right now.
You make the decision about what the amount of your pledge is going to be, and if you give $120 or more, you can get the book Hungry for Wisconsin by Mary Bergen that we've been talking about. She's got enough material now for book number 2 probably coming up soon. It's available for a pledge of $120, as I mentioned, and you can do that at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
All right. We'll go back to the phones and take some more calls because we have a lot of people online who'd like to visit with Mary and have some advice of their own about places to dine. And I want to go to Helen in West Bend, or West Salem, excuse me. Helen, hello. Okay. Thank you.
Hello to you. Well, I'm calling because there's a new spot that has just opened up in West Salem for lunch, Mondays through Friday only from 10:30 to 2:30. It's a bistro, and it's called Le Cheurs on Leonard, and it's located on Leonard Street. And it's in an old brick building that has been restored. And initially, it was being used for big parties, and it still is used for that. But the owner has just recently opened it for lunch now, and he calls it Uptown, and West Salem Street is only about 2 blocks long. He says it's Uptown, if people want to go downtown, they can get their hamburgers. But uptown, they get these neat sandwiches. They're in wraps. It's delicious, fresh food, whatever you'd like. And it's just it has a lot of ambience because it is in a restored old brick building. It has tin ceiling, windows on three sides. And in the summer, there's a patio that you can go out to, and leading to the patio is a big arched glass door, which brings light in during the day. And there's all kinds of plants and flowers. It's just a lovely spot. So if you are on I-90 going toward La Crosse or towards Sparta, you should stop in West Salem and try this out. You won't be disappointed. The problem is it's just open Monday to Friday, but a lot of people are traveling then anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Helen, thanks. And Mary, comment?
Well, I think that that sounds just lovely. It as you were talking, I was thinking about how it's almost lunchtime and I'm getting really hungry. I need to check out this place. And I'm wondering what the owner had done before this, if he operated another restaurant elsewhere or this is a new venture.
He had, actually, in California.
Ah.
But he's an kind of an artist because it's so attractively done, and even the outside, there's rocks and kind of a small garden there that he's put together, and you can just see it on the inside too. And he's kept the historic part evident. There's pictures on the wall of West Salem in its early days, and that's fun to see. And it's just so light and airy, and even the booths. I love sitting in the booths to eat because it's not these huge ones where I would have to sit up close to the table in order to reach my food. They're more like they were, what I would say, in the olden days, but yet it's not old. It's new things, but it just maintains that historic look, and it's a lot airy and open and... the menu is very good. It's just wonderful.
It sounds like a lovely place, and it's reminding me about how it's becoming more common for excellent chefs, enterprising restaurateurs, to be situating themselves in a small town. I'm thinking about Christian's Bistro in Plover, near Stevens Point, and about how... the chef there had worked for Emeril Lagasse for 15 years, helping him open up restaurants all over the country. And now he and his wife decide to make Plover their home because she is from the area, but also because they want to raise their family in a pretty, wholesome, safe environment. And quality of life is very important to all of us.
It really is. And you mentioned in Montello, the dining room.
Monticello.
Monticello, excuse me.
Yeah.
Monticello.
The dining room at 209 Main. And this is another case, and it brings some parallels to the earlier call about duck crossing in Wautoma. This is a fine dining restaurant. Deliberately to be open just, I think it's maybe Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah.
And just for dinner, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people who choose to do it right with regard to the quality of food that they present to their customers, but also decide that, you know, I don't want to work 100 hours a week. I want my life reserved for other things too, and because of that balance, I think that the customer wins as well as the people running the business.
Absolutely, Helen. Thank you again. I want to give Sybil a chance to talk from cable. Hi, Sybil.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just thought I'd let you know because it's Berkey weekend. There's going to be a lot of people up here, so I thought I'd just clue them in as to wonderful places to eat.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Yeah, Hayward has Coop's Pizza Parlor. And their food is marvelous, and they have a huge freshwater fish tank that's really fun to see. And then in Cable, we've got the Rivers Eatery, which is right behind the Ideal Market, and they're owned by the same family, and their food is really amazing.
Uh-huh.
And they also have health food in the front in the Ideal Market and gifts and things like that. So that's a fun place to see, too. And, of course, Telmark.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Drummond, there's the Crossroads. And they've got really, really good food, too. So
tell me about Turks Inn. How are things going for Turks Inn?
I don't know. I haven't been there for a long time.
Okay. Because I really like that place, and I think that it's great for dinner. The atmosphere is one of a kind. Ethnic foods, kebabs and pilaf, and you feel like you're in another country.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you very much for calling. It's really good of you to call with those tips, especially this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
Excellent timing.
And Nicole in St. Croix, we turn to you. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I was just wondering if your guest has had any experiences with the fish boils in Door County, and if there's a particular one she prefers, and I could listen off the air.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Well, there certainly are a lot of places in Door County that have fish boils, and I think that a part of it depends on, what you're looking for. Is it Viking Lanes that has the oldest, or kind of came up with the idea a long time ago, if my memory serves me right? So if, you're looking to go back to the very beginning, I think that might be
the bowling alley.
Right, right. And if you want
they have a great Friday night fish dinner, too.
And the White Gull.
The White Gull Inn. I've had the fish boil there, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, so there are different extremes that you can associate with the fish boil in Door County.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Yeah, they're all good. And thank you very much for calling. Our guest today, Mary Bergen of Madison, who is the author of Hungry for Wisconsin. It's a tasty guide for travelers. And we're enjoying talking with her here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking great places to eat in Wisconsin with Mary Bergen today, Larry Mueller here. And I'm also asking for your support for Wisconsin Public Radio because your contributions make our work here at WPR possible. Easy to make your donation. Go online to WPR.org. Or call us at 888-202-2552. Jim Packer joins me again. And, Jim, how are we doing on that goal?
You know, we have a goal of $9,000 to raise by 12:30. So far, about $2,200 in, and that means that we've got $6,800 to go, again, by 12:30. Wisconsin Public Radio is a listener-supported facility, and your pledge helps make this program possible. So we're asking you to contribute right now, securely online at WPR.org, or you can call us toll-free at 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge, and of course, if you give $120 or more, you can get the book Hungry for Wisconsin by Mary Bergen, a wonderful book we've been talking about this hour. That's for a pledge of $120 or more, and that's pretty reasonable. And if you... tell you what, if you want to take it a step higher, you can hear that Italian music in the background, and it's Festa Minona, and Jim Packard, talk about Festa Minona a little bit.
Well, indeed, Larry, this is going to be another one of those great parties that you have at your house. Last year it was Cajun,
Yeah. And
people really enjoyed themselves, and this year it's Festa Italiana, otherwise known as coming over to Larry's Little Italy, a delicious meal prepared by Patrick O'Halloran of Lombardino's Italian Restaurant that includes some roasted and hand-picked chicken with rustic croutons, arugula, pine nuts, and a lemon rosemary vinaigrette, a wood-grilled beef tenderloin salad, an avocado and watercress potato salad, a market green salad, and buttermilk panna cotta, which is a real typical Italian dish for dessert. And it's going to be wonderful, and so we hope that you will be there, bring your significant other, pledge of $1,200, $100 a month, gets you entree to the party, and you'll be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. You could do that right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and seats are limited.
Right. There's only there are 15 pairs of seats tickets available. And, you know, maybe we'll do some boat riding if people want to go on a boat ride. And certainly the cool thing about these dinners, I think, is the chance to talk with other Wisconsin Public Radio listeners, Joy Cardine, and to talk to people like Joy Cardine and myself and Jim Packard and Cheryl Gasser will be there mm-hmm. as well, plus some other WPR folks, Wisconsin Public Radio folks. So it really is a lot of fun. We'll have some giveaways, and we'll be doing some other things in association with that. But if you – that's one to think about, $1,200. I hope you'll think about it, and then I hope you'll decide, let's join Larry and Jim for Festa Monona. It's June 27th, and – tell you what, we've already had a number of people call in with a contribution. Charles in Madison says, I've been supporter of WPR forever. Everything I've learned from WPR. Barry in Milwaukee says, I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio all the time. Tim and Nancy in Eau Claire called in with a contribution. It's say that Wisconsin Public Radio is one of the true gems of Wisconsin. And here's Stephen from Rockaway, New Jersey. I listen to WPR over the internet every morning. I really appreciate the intelligent conversation about current issues. So those are some of the people who have called in with contributions as far away as New Jersey.
And Stephen in Rockaway, New Jersey, is just one of hundreds of people who listen online all over the world. And we appreciate their comments. And if they're in the country, why, then they use the 800 service, which you're paying for with your pledges. And just realize this, that giving takes just 3 minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Credit cards, of course, save us time and money. We do take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. So take those 3 minutes right now. Give securely online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we have a goal of $9,000 for the hour. We're at about we have about $6,000 to go, a little over $6,600 to go to reach that goal. Very important for us to reach our goals each time period, because as we reach those goals, that means that we're sort of on target to reach our overall goals for the drive. You decide the amount of your pledge. If you give $120 or more, we'll send you a copy of the book Hungry for Wisconsin by Mary Bergen. That's what we've been talking about this hour, and she's going to be talking with us some more, and we'll be taking more calls. I know we've got Scott in Eau Claire's got a comment about a Cumberland restaurant, and John in Janesville has a couple of comments about restaurants. So they're waiting right now to join in. Mary's got some great ideas in her book, and it's one of those books you can throw in the glove box and take along with you. And wherever you are in Wisconsin, be it north, south, east, or west, you're probably going to be close enough to one of the restaurants that she has written about in her book. So it's a great deal for a $120 contribution or more. We'll be glad to send it to you. And, of course, if you want to contribute $1,200, we'll send you the book, and we'll send you those tickets to Festa Monona on June 27th.
You know, after paying your bills, we understand that it might not be easy to find anything extra or left over, and that's why it's up to you how much to contribute. Any donation makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio when you pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. How much you give is not as important as the fact that you gave. Unlike your bills, you don't have to contribute to WPR. It's a choice, and because it's something that you value, if you listen to Larry on a regular basis, you probably find that choosing to donate is enjoyable. Find out right now by going online at WPR.org or calling toll-free at 888-202-2552.
And here we are, 3 minutes before the hour of noon today, and we're looking at about $6,000 to go to reach our goal. Of course, we've got until 12:30 to reach that goal today, but I'd prefer to reach that goal earlier rather than later. And we've had very good success on this program, I think, because we've provided, I think, a lot of pretty good information, useful things, information that you can use in your daily living. Certainly, Mary's book is one of those things you can use in your daily life as you travel around the state, visit different parts of the state. You've got that book very handy there for you to make your choice as to where to go and dine, and then learn quite a bit about the each restaurant in the backgrounding that she does for her book. And you can join Melissa and Menasha. She thinks Wisconsin Public Radio has fabulous programming. She gets tremendous information from it, wants to keep it around. I like that a lot. Janine in Wauwatosa, it's my source for entertainment and education. It stretches the brain. I like that, too. And Tara in Menominee says, my husband and I listen every day. It's our news source. Tony in Wauwatosa says, I enjoy all the programs and I like unbiased coverage. And Eric in Wisconsin Rapids says, Wisconsin Public Radio is probably one of the best radio stations in the nation. All those great comments. Those are people who have contributed already during this program. And this is your chance to contribute as well. Give us a call at 1-800-202-2552. Sorry, let me change that to 888-202-2552. I only have the phone number in about foot-high letters right in front of my eyes, and I
you can't see the forest for the trees sometimes.
I guess 888-202-2552, or go online to WPR.org, and we'll be taking more calls and talking more with Mary Bergen here on the Ideas Network. Having some fun today talking about our Badger State's diverse food heritage. Mary Bergen, my guest today, Larry Mueller here, and Mary is the author of Hungry for Wisconsin, A Tasty Guide for Travelers, a wonderful book, and you can have one with a contribution of $120 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. But lots of callers online, Mary, with some great suggestions, I'm sure. So let's go to the phones, and Scott in Eau Claire, your turn. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Wonderful topic. I'm just going to comment, and actually I had two now that I was thinking about. I wonder if you've ever been up to a little place. It's up in the Cumberland area. It's out in the country, offset a little bit. It's called Bonacasa. It's a little Italian restaurant. It's not, you know, like fancy Italian. It's just like old school ravioli and cavatelles and spaghetti, and their Italian sausage is phenomenal.
I've been there.
It's wonderful,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Do they make their own sausage?
Everything's homemade. The pasta, the sauce, everything they serve is all homemade. Homemade ice cream for dessert and everything. And then the other one was the place down in Wisconsin Dells. It's some people maybe drive, you know, look at it thinking more of it as a bar, but it's called Das Beer House, and it's a traditional German cooking. And if you ever stop by, get the potato dumplings. It's phenomenal.
And what's the name of it again? Das
Beer House.
Das Beer House.
Yep. And it's, you know, when you walk in, you might not think of it as a restaurant, but if you like German food, like traditional German food, it's amazing.
The reverence in your voice tells it all. Yeah.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, appreciate that call very, very much. And back in Cumberland, for me, there's quite an Italian heritage in Cumberland. It's great. That's a great story in and of itself.
I'm trying to think of the cheese factory. That's it. Kind of rhymes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The name of it.
Somebody'll have it.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Maybe Scott. Oh, Scott hung up. We lost him. Well, while we're thinking, let's go to John in Madison next. John, hi.
Hi, Larry. Love your program.
Thanks.
I'm thinking Millard and Packard's on the lake would be a great restaurant somewhere.
Oh,
I'm a farm boy from west central Wisconsin, grew up in, on a farm near Melrose, and my parents loved Friday night fish. And I was just wondering if you've been to or have in your book either Sullivan's on the River by Tremplo, or Palms Supper Club near Hatfield, or what's the other one? Oh, Sills at Berry Mills, just east of La Crosse on Old 16. Berry Mills is just a little a little burg. But their Friday night fish is absolutely phenomenal. You can hardly find a place to park in a parking lot.
What makes it good, and what kind of fish do you know offhand?
It's cod, and I started going there. I'm 58. I started going there when I was in high school 40 years ago, and the meal hasn't changed, and the quality, if anything, has improved. It's always the same rolls and coleslaw, and it must be B&M beans, the most expensive baked beans you can buy.
So really, this is a part of what makes it good for you is the tradition of having this wonderful history with the place, and I think that's terrific.
And then they bring platters. I mean, big platters of fish and French fries, and they just keep bringing them. Palms, that's Sills. Palms Supper Club near Hatfield has kind of a log cabin decor, but there are bear skins and animal trophy heads on the walls. And as a little kid, I just
love the place.
Marvel at that. Sullivan's on the Mississippi River at Trumplo, right near Perot Park. If you drive through Trumplo and past the Lock and Dams and are heading into Perot State Park, it's right on the left, and they have a pier there, and kind of a little safe harbor where people boat in there from up and down the river for food, their food. My mother absolutely loves the place. And then there's a funny place, a funny name place that's been there all my life near Melrose called Monkey's Roost. Monkey's Roost. It's now owned by a German family, but the food is right on the Monroe Jackson County line, right on Highway 71. Monkey's Roost. It's just a great place. But I was going to ask you too, is the Alpine Inn on the top of Granddad's Bluff still open? Do you know?
I don't know. Maybe another reader.
Somebody else will know.
I know.
Yeah, stay listening, John, and I know there's gonna somebody will know about Alpine's Roost for sure. Thanks. Lots of good advice there. Lots of good tips. And Mary, you wrote them all down.
I sure do. Every time. This is where I get my fodder too for future stories.
Sarah and Trevor, on to you. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling.
I would like to recommend Gilbert in Lake Geneva. It's in an old historic mansion that they restored. It looks right out over the lake, and it's fine dining. I know everything's organic, and they get a lot of local produce.
They do a great job, and Gilbert's is in the book. I think it's a real gem. And I did not realize until taking a little tour that there's a bit of lodging there also. Not really it's not a B&B or anything like that, but if someone books a wedding there, it's not unusual for the wedding party to be able to
stay there.
Uh-huh. Quite nice.
Oh, that's great. And the chef there had worked at Charlie Trotter's in Chicago.
Yes. It's named after his son,
Gilbert.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's great. Sarah, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for mentioning.
Yeah, that's a nice story about the restaurant in your book, which I like a lot. Tom in Manitowoc, in Western Manitowoc County, I believe. We go to you next. Hi, Tom.
Hello. I'm in Manitowoc, but we discovered, but there's a restaurant in Collins, which is about 15 miles west of Manitowoc, maybe 35 miles south of Green Bay. And the Collins is right on the corner of the Collins State Wildlife Area. And there's a little restaurant there called El Corso, which has been open since, I think, around, 2007. It's a restored, refurbished country tavern, I think. It's not real large, but it's a nice little restaurant now. And, they serve steaks and stuff, but one of the things I liked there last time was a pecan-crusted walleye, which was great. They always have, their rolls are always a different flavor. They also had a soup that I've never had before. It was a squash soup that was almost like a dessert, like pumpkin pie, but it was great. It's easy to find. It's the only red building in Collins, which isn't a very big town. And right along the railroad track, so occasionally you see trains going by. But other than that, it's a nice little place if you want a warm, cozy country tavern atmosphere.
Wow.
It sounds like pretty fine dining, though, for...
Well, it is, and I think the chef is actually probably tech school trained, but the owners, mm-hmm. I think, moved up from Chicago to start this restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So it's another one of those restored buildings with people that want to get into the restaurant business.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
Serve a good dinner.
And again, the name?
It's El Corso, A-L. C-O-R-S-O.
A-L-C-O-R-S-O. Yes. Thank you, Tom.
They say on Main Street, which is one of two or three streets in Collins.
Love it.
Thanks, Tom.
Sure.
Appreciate the call. Oh, man. Let's go to Jackie in Lake Como next. Hi, Jackie.
Hi there. I would like to suggest what I think is the best fish boil in Wisconsin.
All right.
And surprisingly to some, it's on the Illinois-Wisconsin border, Fitzgerald, Genoa Junction. And it is just wonderful food, and everything is always cooked outdoors all year round. They've never not cooked outdoors because of weather. And the menu is, of course, the best fish boil, barbecue ribs that are just to die for. Even my vegetarian sister goes off the wagon a couple times a year to have the ribs, and barbecue chicken. And it's all you can eat, depending on what you choose, including your coffee and a perfect little apple slice. And I've even brought a couple of people who hate fish and came to have chicken, tried the fish, and had three helpings. That's how good it is. It's in an old octagon house. The decor is just delightful. They do beautiful things with it at the holidays. And in the summer, you'll see people there in T-shirts and shorts and jeans. And once in a while, you'll see a party all dressed up to celebrate a special occasion. And I think it's just wonderful. And it's easy for people that are coming from the Chicago area to get to. It's just off of Route 12 and very modestly priced.
I especially appreciate your comments because I happen to have been checking out that place online yesterday because of writing assignment I have that deals with Walworth County.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, do check it. It's just delightful. It's a family-owned business. In the winter, they're not open every day of the week. I think they're open maybe 5 days a week in the summer and maybe three or four in the winter. And we actually love going there in the winter because it's not that crowded, you know, and so you can just sit there and enjoy this really warm, homey, beautiful house. They even have a little gift shop in there with some locally made things and a few collectibles, too. But
so that,
just very charming and great margaritas.
And you live in the area?
I do. I live right outside Lake Geneva.
How about Sharon, the community of Sharon?
Oh, I haven't been there in a while.
Okay, you know, just curious, because I was trying to get to know Sharon online a little bit yesterday. I was having some difficulty, but I'll be driving out there, too. So.
Yeah, check that out. I think they have a really wonderful Victorian Christmas celebration, with people selling chestnuts in the street and stuff like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
And so the restaurant in Genoa City, again, the name?
Fitzgerald's Genoa Junction.
Fitzgerald's Genoa Junction.
Yes.
Oh.
Beautiful place, nice atmosphere, family run, and as I say, you can hop over there in your jeans and feel perfectly comfortable, and you can also go there and celebrate an anniversary, and you know, you'll see both happening all around you. Local folks just love it, as well as the, you know, people coming from other areas.
Outsiders are welcome, too, huh?
Yeah, they are.
Because sometimes,
you know how different resort areas can get so crowded.
Sure.
That sometimes us locals, we like to enjoy our local area, too.
Sure, sure.
We always get in.
Oh, well, Jackie, that's a great story you've told us, and thank you so much.
Bring your fish haters. We'll convert them.
All right. That is very good news. I appreciate that very much. Mary Bergen, our guest today, author of Hungry for Wisconsin, A Tasty Guide for Travelers, here on the Ideas Network. And, you know, our goal for this program is $9,000, and we have about five to go. We've raised about $4,000. So tell you what, if you haven't contributed yet, I hope you'll do it right now at WPR.org or calling us at 888-202-2552. Easy to go online and make that contribution. Jim Packer. Jim, you know, it's always a little hard to make those goals, but we can do it.
We can do it, and we can do it today. We can do it right now when you make your call at 888-202-2552. You decide the amount of your pledge, and if you give $120 or more, you'll get that book, Hungry for Wisconsin, by Mary Bergen, 250 pages of restaurants, places to stop in Wisconsin. You'll meet characters who own and run them. It's a great travel book. Dave Marinus says on the back, Mary's written a delightful book that's close to my heart and closer to my stomach. And so that's the kind of information that you're going to find in this book, Hungry for Wisconsin. And that's for a pledge of $120 or more. And you pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio today is one of the best things you could do with 3 minutes of your time. All you have to do is provide your name, the contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. And your gift today becomes stories and the programs that can keep you connected to the world through the year, and all of this just in 3 minutes, Jim. So make that contribution right now at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552. The time is getting shorter here. We want to reach our goal of $9,000, and we do it with your help.
We've got a little more than $5,000 to go, so why not make your decision to give us a call right now? As Stephanie in Madison says, I listen to WPR all the time. It gives me food for thought. And if we've given you food for thought today, why not reciprocate with a pledge? You know, you can do your pledge with a credit card, pay your entire pledge at once, or you can set up installments. It's totally up to you. You can use your MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express, and that goes to work right away at WPR.org or toll-free at 888-202-2552.
You need to do it right now, and you know, I'm hearing the music in the background again,
yes,
Jim.
Oh, yes, Larry.
It's the Italian music that is bringing my thoughts to June 27th. And Festa Monona, when we will be hosting many Wisconsin Public Radio listeners to a dinner at my home. And it'll be an Italian dinner, won't it, Jim?
It will indeed. Now, this is not going to be spaghetti. It's not going to be something, you know, it's not ravioli. But what it is a really wonderful dinner that Patrick O'Halloran at Lombardino's Italian restaurant in Madison and his executive manager have teamed up to do a chicken panzanella, which is roasted and hand-picked chicken, a wood-grilled beef tenderloin salad with roasted beets of gorgonzola, crisp bacon, and creamy horseradish. They have the avocado and watercress potato salad with red potatoes, fresh watercress, and avocado with rice wine vinegar and olive oil, the market green salad, and then for dessert, buttermilk panna cotta. And it's a wonderful meal, and you'll be there in the sun enjoying the Italian music and some wine, probably from the Wollersheim Winery. We'll do that when you make your pledge.
Yes, and there's only 15 pairs of tickets, and we've got 15 to go. Mm-hmm. $1,200 contribution, you and a friend or a special friend can come to the home. You'll arrive at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon or so. We'll have lots of good conversations, some drinks, and we'll eat maybe at around 4:30, something like that. Before that, we maybe take a little boat ride or two around. We'll have some fun. We'll do some interviews, and certainly Joy and I and Jim, Cheryl, will all talk a little bit about what we do and answer any kinds of insider questions that you might have. We'll do our best to answer those as well and just really have a good time. I look forward to this dinner every year. It's different every year. And this year, $1,200 Italian, and I tell you, Lombardino's, Patrick O'Halloran at Lombardino's is a wonderful chef, and he has promised to put together a fabulous meal, and as Jim described it to you, it is a wonderful meal. How often do you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio? Is it every day on your way to work, to and from work on the weekends? I hope you listen during this program as often as you can, and I hope it's an important part of your life. Would your day be any different if you you couldn't catch your favorite program? Well, if it would, and I know it would, make your contribution right now. Help us out here with a contribution at WPR.org. That's online, WPR.org, or call us at 888-202-2552.
Catherine and Stephen in Milwaukee called and pledged and said, we listen all the time. It's wonderful. Ronald and Marianne in Madison, Wisconsin Public Radio is just an essential part of our day. You can make your comments as well when you call in and make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And if you give $120 or more, you get the book Hungry for Wisconsin by Mary Bergen. That's available again for a pledge of $120. If you'd like to kick it up to $1,200 for a pair of tickets to Larry's Italian Festa on Lake Monona, then we'll send the book along as well. And you can have that as enjoyment for your travels around the state of Wisconsin.
And, Jim, we just, we're hitting that $4,000 mark. So that's pretty good, but we've still got five to go.